body to the facts and information shared with you here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Monday. I hope everybody's week is kicking off with a bang in the best possible sense. I know mine is, because at least we've got a government funding deal that will get us through the election. So we're not going to have to revisit this. There are two things about the near shutdown that we had, because the money runs out very shortly. The first one was the complete garbage holdup that Republicans wanted to hang their hat on, which is like, we need legislation to make it illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections. We're like, that's already the law. And in addition, there's this thing called the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996 that explicitly prohibits non-citizens from voting in federal elections. So, like, yep, we already got that thing. So it is not legal in any state for a non-citizen to cast a ballot in a federal election. Like, that's already the law. So, of course, all of this was the worst sort of performative politics, right? Y'all remember performative politics for me. It's the use of power or leverage purely for the sake of doing so, and or to elevate one's own publicity, or simply to use power because you can. That's what Republicans were trying to do here. It ain't about securing our elections. It's about keeping people from voting and scaring the bejiggers out of everybody else, meaning all of you regular folks that are citizens and want to vote, making you think that somehow this is a problem. It's not. It never has been. And one only need to ask Glenn Grothman about the evidence of non-citizen voting for all of this kerfuffle to be cleared up. We're going to listen to that sound in just one second. Here's the other thing that I know. So, complete non-issue, performative politics, of course, from the right. And who was driving the ship? None other than the Cheeto himself, the orange Jabba the Hutt, Donald J. Trump, because he had convinced himself that a shutdown would actually work in his advantage, which is insane, okay? Like, no pundit, Republican or Democratic, has ever said that a government shutdown is a good thing. So, averted, but again, let's take a listen to Wisconsin's own, and maybe our own version of Jabba the Hutt. Less on the national stage.
More for sure. There's a little bit of setup here, and then we get to this actual question.
Yes.
And yeah, let's just take a listen.
Let's take a listen.
Who is making sure that if somebody shows up, pick a random name, and says they're a citizen, who is checking that they are a citizen? Of course, nobody's checking that they're a citizen.
That's
lie.
A lie.
So you have an entire opportunity here for cheating, and that's why this bill has to pass. You have to ask yourself, why did all but three Democrats vote against a provision yesterday that you have to prove that you're a citizen before you vote?
Because it's already the law, Glenn.
To take, but that is sadly where the Democrat Party is right now. They can't wait a few years until some of these new immigrants become citizens, or until they have children, they become citizens. The Democrat Party is so radical right now that they want these people voting immediately. And if they don't want them to vote, fine.
Lie.
Just have them show they're citizens.
What's the evidence that it's happening? Where have you seen that?
Well, I haven't seen it, but we know it's happening, right?
Oh.
I mean, screw you, Glenn. Screw you, Glenn Grothman. How dare you scare people into thinking that non-citizens are voting? That has been a federal requirement in federal elections forever. It was further enshrined in the act that I mentioned before, which is the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996. The process of verifying voter citizenship across the United States was, it varies from state to state, but the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 requires states to use a common voter registration form, which includes, under penalty of perjury, an attestation to citizenship, and then states, as I was saying before, verify voter identity and information using state and federal databases, such as the Social Security Administration. You know, you get a Social Security number when you're a citizen. And state departments of motor vehicles. And they cross-reference all of this. So everything that Glenn Grothman said in that entire clip is all a lie until he gets to the part where he's like, well, I've never seen any evidence that this is actually a problem. But we'll legislate something, we'll make something illegal that's already illegal and not a problem, and I haven't looked at any evidence about it. But of course, I'll make all kinds of partisan accusations and scare the crap out of people.
Yeah, great leadership.
I'll go back to screw you, Glenn Grothman. Mike from Spring Green.
Hi. I may have missed your answer while I was being screened here, but I was just wondering, if I were asked to prove that I'm a citizen, I'm not sure how to do that because I don't have papers. How do I prove I'm a citizen?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike, and this is part of what the problem is. People would have to go get birth certificates, which cost money. It's just, it's again, these additional barriers to voting. What's happening in the background that people, again, this is the sausage making of election process, is this description of what happens. It varies a little bit from state to state, but under the Federal National Voter Registration Act of 1993, all states have to use the same voter registration form. It includes an attestation under the penalty of perjury, which is a crime, a federal crime, in this case on a federal form, that you are a citizen. And then states effectively do these random cross-checking using the Social Security Administration, the DMV, other databases to ensure that people are citizens. And they do that checking every election cycle. Thanks so much for the call, Mike. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Colin Seeberger of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to talk about Project 2025 and the scariness that it includes related to reproductive freedoms that affect you and your family here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got that and much, much more coming up for you after the bottom of the half hour. You'll hear your farm update first, and then I'll be back with Colin here on the Civic Media Radio Network.